I don't really like the intro. I don't really like having an intro.
Oh my god. It's fine. It's like nothing. We should just introduce it if we have listeners. Like, it's not, this is actually a podcast. We should actually just introduce it. I'm not imposing that much. All I'm saying is literally, all right. This is Frequently Ignored Questions. I'm Graham. This is Clay. And you're listening to the show where we answer the world's least important questions. So what do we have today?
Today is about, it's titled Uptight Holiday BS. Very vague title, but I think it's basically referring to the fact that in America, at least, nobody's working at full capacity during the holidays, but nobody's really admitting it. Like, people are kind of one foot in, one foot out. You know, they take vacation and then they're actually off on vacation like the week of Christmas or something. But everything between like the week before Thanksgiving, the week before, and then through New Year's, right? So even though if you actually count up the number of days, right? Okay, New Year's Day is a holiday. Christmas Day is a holiday. Thanksgiving Day and the day after Thanksgiving, maybe like plus or minus. Okay, it's like a week of vacation days. But somehow it expands to kind of buffer around before and after, between, that's the big one, between Thanksgiving and Christmas. There's kind of this like slow period for almost every company where, I mean, if you're in e-commerce and then I guess things are stepping up, but I still imagine that people are, you know, somehow maybe you hire more staff temporarily to deal with it, but every staff member is working less or something. But yeah, anytime you're talking about a project and a deadline and what can get done, suddenly the amount of time like doubles, right? It's, oh, well, it's, this is during the holidays. We can't rush that. It's, you know, people will be out on vacation. You don't even look at people's vacation schedules to verify. You're just like, yeah, well, people probably will be like, you know, just out the week, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, and it's like, no, we're talking about December 10th. It's not a holiday. That's just a random Wednesday. It's many weeks after Thanksgiving. It's a few weeks before Christmas. But somehow it's kind of all bucketed together under this holiday, end of the year, you know, let's wait till 2021.
Yeah, we don't know who's going to be here, who's going to be off, but you do. It's just that everybody is concealing a lie that we're all in on, that people are working at 100% when they're in the office in December. And I think 90% of people, obviously e-commerce ramps up and they kind of take their breaks at different times, but they still have kids that are off from school. They're still going to have distractions, family in town, that type of thing. But for, you know, most employers where things slow down over the holidays, even when it's not a holiday or even when you haven't explicitly taken it off, you might be away from your computer a little bit more than usual, especially while we're on, you know, COVID work from home type stuff. But nobody is willing to just say it. It's always this kind of passive aggressive or murky way of saying, I don't know who's going to be in, or you know how it gets. It's quiet in December. It goes back to like puritanical Americanism where we got to work hard or else, right? But, you know, you look at other countries, like countries in Europe, you know, they'll just shut down their offices. They'll have way more leave in general. But we are also humans over here. And we just, for some reason, we act similarly, but we don't talk about it. And we kind of just do it in the worst way possible, right? Where we're technically supposed to be working, but we don't. And so now everything's kind of worse, right? You can't actually get the project done, and you don't get to totally enjoy your time off because you're kind of like, you're semi-on too.
Yeah, I love the term quiet. Like, things are quiet over the holidays. I mean, were they loud before? Was it like a stock market exchange with people yelling? And, you know, I get it. It's just a metaphor. But even taking that metaphor at face value, there are certain jobs whose deadlines are flexible, right? You're working on different projects. You kind of make up a deadline. Fine, cool. But for the jobs where, let's say, yeah, you're in customer service at e-commerce, and even then, you maybe take more breaks than usual or something because you have more staff to deal with it or whatever. Or maybe you're a project manager or you're in sales or something. Sales is a good example, right? People are less responsive to email in the months of November, December. Like, that is basically a fact at this point. I'm sure it's backed by a ton of research and stats. So you kind of have this like excuse as to why business is slow, but you don't want to admit it because it creates this almost job insecurity where, you know, are they going to suddenly like dock my pay? Are they going to suddenly, you know, furlough me for the month of December because there's nothing for me to do? Like, even if you want to work, even if you don't have family in town, you don't have kids at home, you want to work, you want to sell, you want to do this thing, your hands are kind of tied in a lot of job roles in a lot of industries. But if we would just admit that and be like, look, we're hiring you, like, here's your contract, here's your salary for the year. We acknowledge that the month of December is super, quote, slow or quiet, and there's nothing that you can do about that. We don't want you emailing people repeatedly to get back to you on Christmas because that's going to turn them off and it's not going to change their minds. So we're totally fine with that. And if you don't have anything to do on a random day in December, don't do anything. We won't dock your pay. You're not going to get fired. You're not going to fall behind, whatever. Like, if they just had that open conversation, I feel like everyone could just take a big sigh of relief. But instead, it's kind of pretending to work, but not really, and feeling guilty and being confused. And it's just a mess.
You are taking the time without enjoying the time, right? It's just this really weird mixture, and it just feels so American. But I will say, I feel like things are getting better. I feel like people are admitting it more. And we are, look at us, we're doing a public service right now by bringing this issue to light. But, you know, at my current place, everyone is pretty open about, oh, a lot of people are taking time off and putting it on my calendar, so I know that they're gone for at least, you know, the last 2 weeks of the year and that type of stuff. Or they cancel meetings. Like, we've had a lot of end of year meetings the last week or two because they're not going to have any the next 2 weeks until the new year. So everyone's at least starting to confront this, but there's still lots of projects that just have a deadline of the end of the year, which actually, that's an interesting one, right? If you have a project with a deadline of end of year, you effectively need to finish it before November 15th.
Yeah, totally. Because otherwise you're relying on people on your team who you really don't know their vacation schedule. I mean, some people take enough vacation in the months of November and December that there's not enough working days for them to get their work done to finish the project. So yeah, there's this weird race to get stuff done before Thanksgiving because you know that it's totally up in the air for the month of December. You can't commit to anything. But isn't that when financial reporting, you know, Q4 ends and, you know, investors are depending on results and financials and all this stuff. And yeah, it's weird because neither of us are in e-commerce, but I know that for them, it's the exact opposite. Like, they make, you know, 60% of their revenue over the months of November and December, all the Christmas shopping. So it's kind of the opposite where they're just like all year, you know, maybe they have projections or maybe they're not hitting their numbers, but they're like waiting for this big moment in November, December when it's, you know, they're going to make up for their less than stellar results, but they have to, you know, accommodate and ship a bunch of stuff and deal with support issues and all that stuff. So,
yeah, so they're definitely on. I also feel like when you look at this holiday season, which to your point, probably starts around Thanksgiving, right? Even frankly, the week of Thanksgiving, right, because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of Thanksgiving are also, let's be real, a joke week, right? There's two levels of step down. There's after Thanksgiving, where it's the beginning of December, late November, where everyone's like, probably, let's call it 60 to 75% capacity. Then probably starting Christmas, the week of Christmas, we're like hovering 0 to 25.
Right.
Until the new year.
It's definitely the quietest part of the, I mean, for most any job, unless you're, you know, working in a warehouse. I don't know. Maybe I'd be curious to like know more about a job like that, where maybe they do kind of do less, even though you're getting paid by the hour and you're there for 8 hours, you just kind of take more breaks and chill out a little more. But we're thinking of jobs where, because for us, it's in the information space, it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Where there actually is less for us to do. So it's not just that, oh, we're so lazy and we want to just take it easy. It's actually like you have fewer emails in your inbox. You have fewer meetings on your calendar. Like you said, your company canceled 2 weeks worth of meetings. Fewer people asking you questions, fewer coworkers, fewer clients. Like, everything slows down. So yeah, you just have less to do. But, you know, some jobs, it's pretty steady. And I wonder if they, you know, are taking it easy too, or if it's more just this ecosystem where it's this self-contained culture.
Everybody's always complaining about not having enough time, right? To do their job, whatever. Everyone's busy. it's the perfect time to pick up all those projects that you said you don't have time for. And I will go first, even. I'm not. Right? I'm just not. You know, I have some things that I've worked on and I'm not checked out entirely, but there's some hard work that I need to do that, frankly, can wait.
And there's something about, even if you aren't busy on that day, like, I'm always astonished at Christmas Day, for example. You know, Christmas has always been pretty big in my family. We used to open presents. And as a kid, you know, like you were saying previously, you know, you open your N64, it's like the biggest moment of your life. It's just so exciting. The whole day, the days leading up to it, the days after. But when you're an adult, you kind of realize, like, I don't know, you get up at 9:30, you have a few traditions, whatever, you make coffee, you eat your breakfast, you open a couple presents. It's like 11 a.m. and you're kind of like, all right, that's it. That was Christmas. Like, what, you know, let's go see a movie. Like, often recently my family's gone to the movie theater to see a movie. And so we talk about the holidays as if it's so busy with social obligations and traditions and family and all this stuff and holiday parties and all this stuff. But really, when you actually break it down, there's a lot of just, yeah, I have this time off work, or I'm not expected to work, or there is no work to do. But the actual, like, traditions and obligations you have socially take almost no time when you really look at the whole span of time in which we're all kind of half working or not working at all.
Yeah, Christmas clocks in at what? 2.5-3 hours? And then it's like that period where you got to figure out, now what? You go see a movie, you put a movie on, everyone goes and plays with what they got, like whatever, you know, cool gadget. Yeah.
Thanksgiving's interesting because for a lot of people, they're cooking the turkey and that's like a 6-hour affair, right? So the whole day is kind of the cooking process and the preparation, and then you eat, and then it feels like a full day. But Christmas, I guess maybe a lot of families have like 8 hours worth of traditions, but you go to church, breakfast, like it's presents. But for me, it's mostly been, yeah, like hour and a half max.
All right, so let's go back to that though. I'm imagining at work, you have a couple projects that you could sit down and really think through, and, you know, you could use some uninterrupted time that you'll likely be afforded over the next couple weeks. Are those bubbling up to the top of your priority list over the holidays?
No. And I think the reason is, again, not due to like lack of time, but it's more of just, I think culturally and, you know, from growing up, the holidays, you're just supposed to chill out. You're supposed to just eat a bunch of crap food. You're not supposed to work that hard. Oh, I'll worry about like losing that weight or getting in shape starting on January 1, somehow it becomes this get out of jail free card to just not be productive and not be your best self in a lot of regards. So no, I will not be working on that. And the holidays with like eating healthy, for just to take one example, and exercising and stuff like that, just personal like things that are objectively good for your health and happiness long term. I think there is such a culture of, oh, well, I got to wait till after the holidays because, you know, we got Thanksgiving and, you know, I'll want to eat a lot. And then, you know, Christmas, we like to drink eggnog or whatever. It's like that's 2 days. That's literally 2 days you're talking about out of, what is it, like 40 days or something that ultimately this spans over. And it's more than two. I know you got some holiday parties where they serve a bunch of cake and crap food, but also you can say no to that. It's no different than any other party you go to where they're serving Doritos. You don't have to eat those Doritos, but there's kind of this peer pressure to just indulge in your senses in the holidays and eat a bunch of crap food and not work out that hard. Like, you're seen as a psycho if you go for a run on Christmas morning, right? It's like, yeah, I'm going to celebrate Christmas, but I also want to like do my daily routine. I want to be healthy and I want to eat, you know, eggs or whatever you think is healthy, not like pancakes, you know, something that any other day of the year you wouldn't eat because it makes you feel like crap. But on Christmas Day, you're like, well, we have to have our chocolate chip pancake. Graham has to make his famous chocolate chip pancakes for us all on Christmas morning. Like, I don't subscribe to that. So recently my thing is trying to bootstrap New Year's resolutions like prior to New Year's and kind of hit the ground running with them and gain some speed prior to.
I mean, it's like your annual cheat day.
Exactly. It's international cheat day and no one's going to blame you for it. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with like a cheat day. But I think our larger point here is that somehow a day turns into like 5 weeks of just free for all.
I actually think my point is the opposite. My point is take the time off. It's fine. why do we need to be like hard driving at this time, which we've all put aside to relax? My problem is we are lying to ourselves by saying, oh, it's quiet or whatever. Just literally take a week or two off and just give it to people, because everybody's lying to themselves saying we're going to be trying over this point in time. I actually think it's good to disengage. I tend to agree that, you know, you don't need to start your diet on January 1 or start your workout routine. That's fine. I'm just saying, like, taking a break from the hard work that you've been doing throughout the year, it's a nice resetting time. You could use that time to build a diet, to go running, whatever, right? I'm just saying I don't like that we lie to ourselves over the holidays and say, oh yeah, I'm busy, but everybody else is out of the office and so it's quiet, right? Just, why do we have to lie about this? Just, can we just chill?
Completely agree. Yeah, it's like, let's just be honest with, especially companies, you know, that's the context which I'm thinking of this. Just give them the time off. Like, you know, it's just so much better than this one foot in, one foot out. When you're making your planning or budgeting or, you know, deadlines, you're kind of like baking in this weird holiday math that somehow doesn't add up on the spreadsheet, but you all kind of know how it works. Like, just bake it into the spreadsheet. Just say, let's give everyone at the company these 2 weeks off. Actually, I think I just realized part of the reason it's hard is because of different religious traditions are on different days. So like, it's hard to, as a company, pick one, let's just call it 2 week period where you're like, this is the 2 weeks where everyone gets completely off, no questions asked, because, you know, Hanukkah versus Christmas, Kwanzaa versus...
And Hanukkah started last week, and we're recording on the 17th now. So it started last week, so you'd have to start... Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. So maybe that's an argument for just after Thanksgiving to New Year.
You're kind of expected to check in. Yeah, you don't get a full month, but you're just kind of like, yeah, you stay online, stay sort of active, but, you know, we won't expect too much.
This is when you install email on your phone, make sure you got the notifications on, whatever.
What is it called? Virtue emailing? Like, just sending an email just to show that you were working that day, quote unquote, even if it's the only thing you did was send that email.
We had a friend of the pod give us a great name for this, babysitting email, right? I mean, that's what I think a lot of us are doing over the next couple of weeks, especially.
Yeah, you're just kind of watching your inbox, just making sure it doesn't get out of control and nobody's noticing that you're not actually working.
It don't be marked away for too long.
Right.
Yeah, anyway. There you go. Uptight Holiday BS.
Also, you can actually leave us a voicemail digitally. So in the link to this episode, where you are listening to this podcast, there should be a link where if you click it, you can leave up to 60 seconds of a voicemail, and that will go directly to our inbox and we can respond to it. So it might be a question, a thought, feedback, hate mail, whatever you want, up to 60 seconds. Just click on the link and we'd love some listeners. Call it it's like a call-in, I guess, but it's not live like a radio station, but similar idea.
It's better. We'd get only prank calls if it were live.
Yeah, it's way too risky. We need a whole staff to vet people.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars only. If you want to rate us poorly, we only accept negative reviews in hate mail.
Yes.
And all the hate mail goes directly to Clay, so it will absolutely be dealt with.
Yeah, reviews are good. Share with your friends if you like it. And if you don't, just stop listening and save us all the trouble.
Yeah, what are you doing? Just stop wasting your time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.